From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry took a brief trip to Baghdad on Friday. While there, he said that Islamic State's leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports, Kerry made the statement during a quick visit to talk with Iraqi leaders.
Kerry traveled to Iraq from Bahrain on a previously unannounced trip that marks his first visit to Baghdad since 2014. He held talks with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Adar al-Abadi and Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari. Later, during a news conference, Kerry pledged continued U.S. support for the Iraqi government. He also told reporters the U.S.-led multinational coalition efforts to defeat Islamic State militants in Iraq are, in his words, unequivocally working. IS forces are losing ground, he said, and the coalition will not let up.
In the coming weeks and months, the coalition will work with Iraq to turn up the pressure even further. We will continue targeting and taking out Daesh's leaders, and we will train local forces to take and hold more ground.
Kerry's visit comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants nearly 2 years ago. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Belgian authorities arrested a fugitive suspect wanted in connection with the November Paris attacks, who is also linked to the deadly bombings in Brussels last month. 31-year-old Mohamed Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, was arrested Friday and is believed to be the mysterious man in the hat who escaped the explosion at Brussels airport. If that's the case, it would mean that Abrini had a key role in both attacks carried out by an Islamic State cell that left a total of 162 people dead and scores of others wounded. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for more collective action to prevent violent extremism. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the Secretary General submitted a plan to a special conference there to prevent young people from being radicalized in the first place.
Ban says countering the threats by centering on security and military action have not worked. He adds these methods have limits and often are counterproductive. Ban says it is time to try a new approach.
We need a more comprehensive and balanced approach that addresses the drivers of violent extremism.
That, he says, involves the need to address the root causes of what drives people, particularly youth, to become radicalized and join terrorist organizations such as the Islamic State militant group and Boko Haram. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Wyoming holds its Democratic caucus on Saturday, with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders hoping to score another win over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Both candidates spent Friday campaigning in New York State, with Sanders visiting his home of Brooklyn and Clinton stumping right outside Buffalo. Clinton said that Sanders' proposals for such things as free college are not realistic.
So, and I do believe in deathbed conversions, but I think it would take a pretty big change of heart for Republican governors like some of the ones we've got in our country right now to put money into free college.
Sanders told a cheering crowd in his hometown of Brooklyn that his campaign is about giving everyone a chance in government, not just wealthy special interests.
And our job in this campaign is to create an economy that works for all of us, not just the 1%.
Only 14 delegates are at stake in Wyoming. The next primary for both the Democrats and the Republicans is April 19th in New York.
Engine ignition, liftoff of the...
A SpaceX cargo rocket made history Friday when it blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida and then successfully landed its first stage upright on a barge in the Atlantic. The launch was largely routine, but the real excitement came when the Falcon 9 rocket touched down on a barge named Of Course I Still Love You. The rocket is on a supply mission for the International Space Station. Reusable rockets are thought to be a necessary part of human missions to Mars. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Friday, with all three major indexes up. European and Asian markets were also higher. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.